word on Today FM.
Conor McGregor has been ordered by the High Court not to circulate CCTV footage that was shown in the civil action taken against him by Nikita Hand, and he must also give back or destroy any copies of this video that he has. Our Today FM Courts correspondent Frank Greaney joins us now to discuss what was heard in court today. First of all, Frank, will you tell us about the application for an injunction which had been brought by Nikita Hand's legal team? Remind us why she was looking for one and what arguments were put forward by both sides today.
Well, it throws back to a couple of articles that appeared in Sunday newspapers earlier this month, reporting on social media posts made by a business partner of Conor McGregor, a man called Gabriel Ernesto Rapisarda, who claimed online that the CCTV footage that was shown to the jury on a number of occasions during last year's civil legal action, which Nikita Hand, as we all know, won against Conor McGregor, he claimed that that footage was going to appear online. He claimed that it would be published this month. So Nikita Hand felt a real urgency to get a court order refraining Conor McGregor from sharing it or publishing it himself. The footage in question was of central importance to the case. It was disclosed to all sides as they prepared for the trial. Conor McGregor's barrister, Remy Farrell, confirmed today that his client was given the footage, that he still has it. And he further argued before Mr. Justice Alex Owens that he is entitled to it. Nikita Hand's barrister, Ray Boland, said the footage was only released to Conor McGregor and themselves for the purpose of the trial. In fact, he said that whenever Nikita Hand, clearly they had to show the footage to Nikita Hand to get instructions from her in relation to it as they prepared to bring the case. But they said that she was never given a copy, that they always watched the footage supervised in solicitor's office. And he said to publish or to share it would be, as he described, a blatant abuse and contempt of court. Mr. Farrell argued that the trial took place in public. The footage was played in open court in front of a full public gallery several times. It was reported on extensively. The judge interjected this point. He said that it seemed by winks and nudges Conor McGregor wanted to get it into the court of public opinion and selectively use bits and pieces of the evidence that suit himself. McGregor's barrister said there's no need for an injunction because, he argued, there's already an implied undertaking not to share any of the disclosed material. That would certainly be the case if this was a criminal trial, but as we all know, this was a civil legal action. He said that his client will say he didn't share it with Mr. Rapisarda, nor did he speak to him about it. He added that there was no evidence to suggest otherwise.
Conor McGregor's lawyers, though, did seek an adjournment today, but after the submissions were made this morning, the judge was eager to deal with the matter. So how did he arrive at his decision, and so quickly?
Yeah, he took maybe an hour and a half or so to consider it all, and in the end he decided to take interim steps, which would have had nothing to do with final orders on the matter. Conor McGregor's side did want an adjournment today, but the judge was eager to deal with it. He said that Conor McGregor had been given enough time to make a sworn affidavit in relation to whether he had shared the footage or spoken to his business partner, Mr. Rapisarda, about it. He said that he wasn't persuaded that the order is inappropriate due to that existing implied undertaking not to to share it. And he failed to see how Conor McGregor would be inconvenienced if he was prevented from sharing the footage. He said the trial is now over. He said that Conor McGregor, as a result, no longer needs to hold on to the materials. He said there was a risk of the material being misused online, a real fear that Conor McGregor would attempt to relitigate the case online to his enormous following. In calling Nikita Hand a liar online, and this was a reference to social media posts that appeared on Conor McGregor's account after the jury delivered its verdict, the judge felt that Conor McGregor had already engaged in what he described as irresponsible behaviour online. He said the facts are clear. Nikita Hand sued him. The jury determined that he had raped her. And unless the outcome is successfully overturned on appeal, that is the position, according to the judge. He said that he can't get another run at the case by claiming online that she lied under oath. And he said that he can't do so by using surrogates either. So in short, he today ordered Conor McGregor to hand over all copies of the footage, and as you said at the top of the piece, to delete any electronic copies that he may have on his personal devices if necessary. He said that he wants Conor McGregor to swear an affidavit in relation to what copies he has and how he has deleted them from his devices, and that if he's concerned about a leak, he said that he must contact anyone that he sent the footage to and retrieve it. He said this will preserve the status quo. He said he felt it was necessary to nip all of this in the bud, and that if a more substantial hearing is required down the line, he would sit and hear it next month. Indeed, a date for that was set. Conor McGregor wasn't in court in person today, but I'm sure his lawyers have already fully briefed him on what the court has directed him to do.
Yeah, we have listeners saying, and why doesn't Nikita not want this footage released? Another one saying, what is she afraid of? But I suppose the point here is that this is a small part of the overall evidence that was seen by the jury and was heard by the jury. They made up their minds based on all of the evidence, whereas to put only a fragment of the evidence up online could create a mistaken impression as to why it reached the decision that it did. But there were a lot of comments by Conor McGregor online after he lost the case, taking issue of it. So why is it that the judge has decided not to pursue contempt proceedings against him for that?
Well, he did give it some consideration. It was brought to his attention at a previous hearing, again in relation to certain commentary that Conor McGregor, that at least appeared on Conor McGregor's social media account after the verdict. And the judge felt that to pursue contempt proceedings against him, it would just be a distraction. And he said that it would only serve to keep Conor McGregor in the news cycle. Nikita Hann's lawyers are of the view that the court was scandalised by Mr. McGregor when he described it online as a kangaroo court. As you say, this was obviously after the jury found in Ms. Hann's favour. Her legal team felt that he was seeking to run the case again in the court of public opinion by abusing that considerable social media following that he has on his various accounts. They accused him of criticising and of directly insulting the jury. And while they felt that it shouldn't be ignored, Mr. Justice Alex Owens was concerned again that it would just add more publicity to what he described as this nonsense. It was put to the judge that it may act as a deterrent to others who try to relitigate in the public arena in such a way. But again, he decided not to get drawn in. In relation to the allegation that Conor McGregor accused Ms. Hann of lying under oath, Mr. Justice Alex Owens said that any potential defamatory matter was for her and for her lawyers.
Okay, what about costs? We know that Conor McGregor has to pay most of the legal bill, but he did apply, didn't he, for what they call a stay or a delay on actually handing over the money. Why?
Well, I suppose you can rest assured it has nothing to do with an inability to pay. It's essentially because he plans to appeal. We already know that. It was confirmed previously. We know that he doesn't accept the verdict of the jury. He has shown no remorse whatsoever. He fully intends to challenge the finding against him. Nikita Hann's lawyers were looking today for an interim payment of the €1.3 million in estimated costs owed. For now, they said they would be satisfied with something between 20 and 50% of that figure. Mr. McGregor's barrister resisted the application, contested it, said there's a dispute in relation to liability, again, because they say that the jury's verdict should be set aside. We heard today that one of the grounds of appeal, and they didn't go into it in any great detail, but that one of the grounds of appeal relates to the judge's refusal to put sexual assault on the jury's issue paper. They were just asked to consider assault. So they wanted to essentially pause any payment of damages or costs until the outcome of that appeal. The judge agreed to a stay provided Conor McGregor does pay something, that he pays Nikita Hann 100,000 euro of the damages awarded to her. She was awarded just under €250,000, as we know. And Conor McGregor has also been directed to pay 200,000 euro of the costs owed in relation to the legal bill. They can then be returned if his appeal is successful. We heard that appeal could take up to a year to be heard. So it really is, I suppose, a case of to be continued.
Thank you, Frank Grainier, Today FM Courts correspondent.
The Last Word on Today FM.